Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Steve at 10 in the morning now, 7:45 here on this Tuesday morning, August 13th. Three big things.
Three.
Wichita City Council to approve 2020 budget today with no increase in the tax levy.
Two.
More than 900 arrested in Operation Triple Beam, a police warrant sweep in Wichita.
One.
California Highway Patrol officer killed in shootout. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
And a traffic update here on the Tuesday morning commute. We've got officials on the scene. There's at least a three-car traffic accident at 29th and Arkansas. And that's they're trying to sort things out there. So once again, you'll see some traffic vehicles up there at 29th and Arkansas. Traffic update, Steve and Ted, KNSS.
Mostly sunny and not as hot today with a high of 91 degrees. 91 today. Yesterday's high was 101. Woo. Partly cloudy tonight. The overnight low 70. Pretty good weather for the Wichita night out, the block parties and so forth. Wednesday mostly sunny. Tomorrow's high 87. Now mostly cloudy, a north wind at 7 miles per hour, and 75 degrees. Stocks are starting off the trading week in the red.
We had a sell-off to start off this week with the Dow Jones Industrials down 1.5%. That's declines of 391 points. The S&P also losing about 1.25%, lower by 35 points. And the tech-heavy NASDAQ also falling about 1.25%, lower by 95 points. We had the markets today being spooked by the latest Goldman Sachs report that they are seeing increasing chances of a recession, no U.S.-China trade deal by the year 2020, and 10% tariffs will be going into effect on $300 billion worth of Chinese goods starting on September the 1st. And that had investors selling off stock, running into the safety of U.S. Treasuries. From the floor of the New York Stock Exchange, Susan Lee, Fox News.
Hong Kong authorities scrapped all flights after the airport was swamped by pro-democracy protesters in a fresh escalation that risks tarnishing the city's business-friendly image. Protest was a rare instance of the movement having a direct impact on business, travel, and tourism, mainstays of the Asian business center's economy, and is making foreign investors think twice. Now, China has taken over Hong Kong, and that's the problem. The people there, you know, they don't like the communist rule and the lack of civil liberties and so forth, and they are demonstrating by the thousands. And they're going to keep after it, looks like, in Hong Kong until maybe they try to get the Chinese to back off. Shutting down an airport, though, how about that? That's something else. The businessman who founded the national restaurant chain Jason's Deli more than 40 years ago in Texas has died. A Jason's Deli statement says Joe Tortorice Jr. died Saturday at the age of 70. Company spokeswoman says Tortorice had battled cancer. Jason's Deli now has almost 300 U.S. locations. Of course, at least one I know of here in northwest Wichita because that's where my grandson, Nolan, is working. He's employed at Jason's. He's a delivery guy.
Got one in Bradley Fair.
Got one, got at least two in town, right?
Yeah, I like Jason's Deli. I like the beef eater.
Yep, they got a good product.
Like the beef eater, like the chicken noodle soup, and the strawberry shortcake. Got some good stuff.
Founder has passed away. 7:49 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. And Ted, just a little bit more about Wichita Night Out, having a block parties around town tonight. And the annual block party actually is what it's built to be. And in our neighborhood in Riverside, we did it for several years now. We haven't done it for a while because there's nobody there to really kind of get the thing going. Nobody who to facilitate. I had a neighbor at one time who had Sally Buxton was her name. And Sally would kind of engineer the block party every year, and then that kind of morphed into night out after that, and our police officer would come by and talk to us, and the firefighter. And it's a good thing because you Yeah, most of us, so many of us don't know our neighbors. And I, you know, I know most of the people who live right close around me. But most people just, you know, you don't know your neighbors anymore. And we got to watch out for each other. It's good to have somebody watching your house like you're going on vacation or something like that. So Wichita Night Out tonight, right, Ted?
Yeah, Neighborhood Night Out tonight. You'll see a lot of block parties all over town.
All right, R&D at WSU. Time for Bill Roy, editor of the Wichita Business Journal this morning. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Steve and Ted. Yeah, Wichita State University setting a record for research and development awards in fiscal year 2019. The school ended the year June 30th with $136 million in R&D awards. That beat the previous record in 2018 of $104 million, most of it defense spending. WSU Vice President John Tomlin says Senator Jerry Moran's position on the Defense Appropriations Committee has helped open up connections that paid off in contracts. What are the best-known brands in Kansas? Well, according to Wichita's RSM Marketing Services, Koch Industries remains the best-known brand in the state. RSM conducted a survey of 1,000 Kansans. They were asked to name the three brands from the state they thought were best-known around the country. Koch has held the top spot over the past 3 years. And it's time to hand out the 2019 Women in Business Awards. 27 women will be recognized for their career achievements, their involvement in the community, and their willingness to mentor other women. Also, three women entering the Women in Business Hall of Fame: Sonia Gredeman of the Gredeman Group, Ronnie Leonard of Balco Incorporated, and Sherry Utash of WSU Tech. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Bill Roy.
Bill, yesterday we had U.S. Representative from the 1st District, Roger Marshall. Dr. Marshall was with us on the Steve and Ted Show, and he kind of surprised me a little bit in that, you know, we kind of asked him what are the issues, that the pressing issues and that people are thinking about around Kansas, and he surprised me by saying, right off the bat, we don't have enough workers, the shortage of workers. And I thought, you know, you and I, and we've been talking about that for quite a while.
Right, and at least 2 years now.
And it's been a big problem, but it kind of surprised me because I always feel like, you know, politicians, the first thing you want to talk about is some flashy, you know, like immigration or something like that, or taxes or something.
Right.
But he jumped right and said, no, it's a shortage of workers. We got to get them trained. We got to get them in here, get them trained, and keep them here.
Yep.
And so that was.
And it's throughout all industries, as you pointed out yesterday. I heard you talking to him. It's throughout all industries, whether it's ag, whether it's construction, it doesn't matter. We're looking for workers. We've got more jobs than workers to fill them.
And even we talked to the police chief about getting officers in here and people. And, of course, we want to go. And this is not a high skill, high training job, but we don't have enough people to work in our local jail either. So
right.
And you know, incarceration and those kinds of industries. So anyway, it was surprised me that Dr. Mark, and he was an interesting guy. Have you ever met him, by the way?
I have, yes.
Yeah, he's an interesting guy. He grew up working at a lot of different jobs before he got into medical school and became an OBGYN out there in Great Bend. So,
I think if you represent the Big First, you better be familiar with lots of different industries, especially ag.
Well, geographically, too, it's one of the largest districts in the country. They call it the Big One. And, you better have a wide range of knowledge about things. Today is International Left-Handers Day. You're not left-handed, are you, Bill?
I am not. One of my daughters is. I have mirror twins, and so one of my daughters is.
That's interesting because my granddaughters, Mary and Jocelyn, identical twins, and Jocelyn's left-handed.
Right.
So I wonder if that happens a lot with twins. One's left-handed, one's right-handed. What do you know?
I think it happens a fair amount. Yeah. I think it's known as mirror twins.
Okay.
Kind of interesting.
Approximately 10% of the population are southpaws. And I'm trying to think of somebody. There was a guy down the street named John that was a southpaw. And I'll just mention his last name, too. He's not around. He can't touch me anymore.
Yeah.
His name was John Summerhauser. And John and I weren't the best of friends. I'll just put it that way.
Did he have a good left hook, did he?
Yeah. He could clobber me anytime he wanted to. Left-handers, southpaws, left-handers. All right. National Left-Handers Day. International Left-Handers Day. All right. Thank you, Bill. Talk to you again an hour from now. Stay with Steve and Ted here coming up in the 8 o'clock hour on KNSS. We will have the latest on the killing of a California Highway Patrol officer in a shootout. Ted has sports.
Yeah, we're just a few minutes away from our daily visit with Mitch Holtis, play-by-play voice of the Kansas City Chiefs, live from training camp in St. Joseph, Missouri.
And Ted also has entertainment news on the way, right?
Yeah,
Ted?
We got a great birthday today of a famous director.
Ooh.
We'll talk about that coming up in entertainment news at 8:35 this morning.
Traffic and weather on the way in the 8 o'clock hour with Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.